Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. I do apologize. My voice is a little bit squeaky today. I don't even know. I picked up a cold over the weekend. Long weekend. I took an extra day off yesterday. Thanks again to Mara Cherry for sitting in the chair. And I didn't like do anything miraculous. I was out in Abernethy for part of it. Had a good visit with some friends while I was out there. I did notice, though, I was there on the weekend. I had to shovel some snow off of the steps. I mean, there was a lot more snow out in that part of Saskatchewan than we see in Regina or even Saskatoon. I mean, I feel like we've lost most of the snow, but there's still parts of the province. Yesterday morning, I was driving on the number one highway just outside of Indian Head, noticed the stubble fields still white. Now, granted, it was 8:30 in the morning, so it was still pretty early. As the heat of the day moved in, that snow melted, but lots of white in the province up until this weekend, that's for sure. And some parts still dealing with some moisture issues, that's for sure. Lots of water in some parts of the province. And then, of course, our friends down in the south, particularly the southwest part, seeing it pretty dry. Speaking of agriculture, happy to introduce you to a bright, young, up-and-coming leader in agriculture. I think the future of ag in Saskatchewan is in great shape when we look at the generation of leaders coming up. Carson Green is a young fellow who was recently named the grand prize winner of the Saskatchewan Agriculture Student Scholarship. He's a young farm kid from Mossbank, Saskatchewan. You might be familiar with his farming magazine he launched. I remember listening to Carson on with John Gormley at Agribition back in about 2020, 2021. So he's since stepped away from the publication so he can focus on his studies and the family farm. And I'm happy to say that we've got Carson Green joining us today. Carson, thanks for popping by the studio.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And let's start off with a big congratulations. Grand prize winner. How good does that feel?
It feels really good. Thank you.
Yeah. What? Tell me about getting the call, or how did you find out that you were the winner?
Yeah. So it's a great honor. Actually, we were treating seed, getting ready for seeding, and it was the rush season. We were go, trying to get into the field, and my phone rings, and it was a Regina number I didn't recognize, but I thought, okay, I have a couple minutes before the bin's full. So I answered it, and it was Bryce Lewins from Public Trust in the government of Saskatchewan, and he was calling me to inform me that I had won the grand prize, and that was just astonishing news. I almost fell off the tractor steps.
And I mean, I love that you were actually in the middle of operational farming while you got that call. There's something kind of appropriate about that. Have you been, I mean, you're born and raised in Mossbank. Have you always been passionate about agriculture?
Absolutely. Like growing up in and around the industry from a multi-generation farm, it's been a part of who I am right since I was born.
Yeah. Tell me about your farm. Who is it? Was it grandpa? Who started the farm?
Yeah. So in 1910, my great-great-grandfather came from England, and he homesteaded just 2 miles down the road from where our main farmyard is today. Mm. And he passed the farm on down to his son, who went to World War II. And when he returned successfully in one piece and alive and well, he had a few children, one of which was my grandfather, who then had my dad, and my dad grew the farm into a larger scale operation, and I'm next in line.
I love the story. I mean, I too come from a multi-generational farm where my great-grandfather moved here from England, early 1900s, started the farm around Abernethy. I mean, it's very, it's a similar story, but to me, this is the strength of agriculture in Saskatchewan. If I asked you about your biggest influence in agriculture, who would you say?
There's so many people that come to mind. For starters, one is my father. Mm-hmm. He influences me everything I do every day, and there's so much that I can learn from him. Another big influence in my life, who I think is a little bit more publicly known, is Sherilyn Nagel. Actually, she's a huge advocate for agriculture and my next door neighbor. There's a lot going on in her mind and a lot to learn from her, especially about this great industry.
I love it. I love your passion for agriculture. We're chatting today with Carson Green, recipient of the Agriculture Student Scholarship Grand Prize, the pride and joy of Mossbank, Saskatchewan. I don't know if you have a sign outside Mossbank, but you will soon.
maybe someday.
That's the goal. So this year's scholarship theme was solutions to challenges in agriculture, and you focused on labor challenges. Yep. I think that's fascinating. Why?
Yeah, so actually last farming season, we were a little bit short-staffed on our operation, and it was an issue that we did not want to have going into the 2026 growing season. So this winter, we looked at expanding our staff and filling a couple more positions. And what we found and what we came to learn was it's hard to not only find the people to fill those positions, but to find the right people who are willing and want to set up those long-term careers in agriculture.
Right.
So when I saw that prompt, I was excited that I got to share my ideas about those first-hand experience that we faced and those challenges and maybe a couple solutions that I had in mind.
Let's talk about, I mean, you know, labor in agriculture, labor generally, I think in all different forms and areas of resource areas, it's a big issue. But talk about what you see as some of the solutions for ag.
For sure. So I guess what I see in agriculture right now is there's this paradigm around agriculture that it's outdated manual labor. And I think a big solution to getting more people excited about the industry and to shine a light on how much opportunity there is in the system of agriculture is I think we need to change how it's perceived. Perception matters. And like I said, it's viewed as outdated manual labor. And that couldn't be further from the truth. You know, farmers, we're global economists, we're entrepreneurs, we're marketers. And then we're equipment operators and mechanics and welders. And there's so much diversity in the industry. And I think we need to get people more excited by promoting the real story of agriculture.
I love that. I sometimes I'm getting lost in you talking just how well you speak, Carson. You are, where did that come from? You get that from mom or dad, or where does it come from?
Well, mom likes to say it comes from her grandma who was, she was a big talker and she loved to tell all kinds of stories.
Yeah.
I do have a little bit of experience public speaking. In the past, I've published Everything Country magazine.
I remember that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, weren't you on this program with John Gorman?
I was, yep, in 2023 at Canada's Farm Show.
Yeah, that's right. I remember. So you actually took a step back from that magazine. You were doing that for a while, but took a step back just because you got other things going on in your life.
Yeah, as I got further up with high school and more involved on the farm, I couldn't find the time. But I ran it for a little over 3 years and seven issues, so I'm so grateful for the experience I got doing that. I learned so much.
We're chatting today with Carson Green, who is a great young ag leader, the recipient of the Agriculture Student Scholarship Grand Prize from Mossbank, Saskatchewan. But you're actually headed to university, are you not?
That's right. Yeah. I'm going to the University of Saskatchewan in this fall. I'm going to take my agribusiness diploma.
Good stuff. Do you worry about the future of ag in this province? You know, I hear lots of people talk about it's tough for young farmers to buy farmland, for example, with the prices the way they are. It feels like there's as many obstacles as there are opportunities. Don't get me wrong. I'm a proud farm kid myself. I love to see young people like you interested in this, but are there enough?
Yeah. So that's an interesting question. Input costs are rising. There's uncertainty in the markets, and there's a lot of, like you said, obstacles in the way. But with that comes hand in hand with, like you said, the opportunity. And I think we're in an agricultural revolution right now, which is the precision ag and the technological revolution of agriculture. And I think that that's going to really jump out at people and get people excited about the industry. And I'm an optimist about it. And I think that with all the opportunities and how the industry has diversified so much in the past, you know, 10, 20 years, I think people are going to get excited. And I think it's a growing industry still.
Do you ever get a chance to talk to youth? And I know you're a young fella yourself, but I'm talking school age kids about agriculture. Is that something you've done?
I have a bit in the past. Yeah, I had a really unique opportunity. I went to Irvine School in Alberta, and I was invited there to speak about Everything Country magazine and promote agriculture as well as literacy and reading in the classroom, as well as having a growth mindset and an entrepreneurial drive.
Mm-hmm. So that was... I think we got to get you in schools in Saskatchewan. I think you are a role model for young kids who need to see that farming is a great way to make a living. It is an exciting thing. And I think, as you talked about, Carson, I mean, with technological advances, I mean, farming is changing. The face of farming is changing. And I think Saskatchewan, you tell me if you agree, is on the cutting edge of much of that advancement.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, when I received my scholarship at the legislative building just this Tuesday, last Tuesday, I had a good conversation with Scott Moe, and we were discussing how Saskatchewan is second to none with our technology. We're cutting edge, and there's very little, if not anything, anywhere else that we should be applying in our home province that somebody else is.
What's the long-term goal? I hear that you're talking with Scott Moe. Are you going to be the premier someday? What is the goal for you, Carson?
So for me, my biggest life goal right now is getting back to the farm and filling my father and my grandfather's shoes, taking over that operation and expanding it and keeping it sustainable and efficient in such a changing and evolving industry. Mm-hmm. I also I'm passionate about promoting Canadian beef and also maybe influencing policies to make sure that Saskatchewan and Canadian family farms especially can stay sustainable and thriving in, like I said, such an evolving industry.
You've got a bright future. And you've got another passion too, don't you? You were talking a bit about it off air. The drone photography
thing?
That's
right. Yeah. So actually, it was kind of unique. With this scholarship, I could answer in either a video or an essay. So of course, I chose video because I do have some experience with video production. I run a small-scale aerial media company where I take drone footage of all type of agriculture and really anything and produce videos with that. And I was very excited that I could work that into my scholarship application.
Mm. It's exciting stuff. I'm so proud of you. Great to get to know you. And I know for a fact I will be interviewing you again because I expect you will continue to do great things for not only for the ag sector, but for our province, Carson.
Well, I want to keep doing great things and benefiting agriculture anywhere I can.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for popping into the show.
Thanks.
Carson Green, a recipient of the Agriculture Student Scholarship Grand Prize. But trust me, this young fella, we are going to, I don't know what it's going to look like. It could be, you know, leadership takes various different routes. But I'm sure whatever he decides to put his mind to, he will accomplish. He's an impressive young fella, and I'm proud that he's Saskatchewan born and raised in Moss Bank, Saskatchewan, by the way, which is literally just down Highway 2 from CFB Moose Jaw. It's just down a little curve in the road, and there you are at Moss Bank. So speaking of CFB Moose Jaw, maybe we'll get to a few more texts when we come back. We've been getting them nonstop all morning, this whole topic of the snowbirds and what will become of the program after the pause that is set to happen at the end of 2026. More of your thoughts off the text line when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.